So there are some areas that we most certainly do got to get some things fixed. You know, we had some guys run some good routes and then drop some balls. We had some guys miss some routes. We blew a couple coverages, and we were out of position in terms of the run game. So those are little things that we have to correct if we expect to become a better football team.
Got a lot of young receivers in camp, Ron. What will you be looking for? How will one of those guys separate himself?
Well, I think by just catching the ball. I mean, that's the most important thing, first of all, is to know where you're supposed to be, line up the way you're supposed to line up, and then go out and catch the football. And as guys do that, we'll know who's doing those things. We'll know who's making those plays, and that's probably the most important thing.
And several of them are big, rangy guys. I'm assuming that was
by design. Absolutely. You know, in this offense, one of the things that we want to be able to have is make sure we've got guys that can attack vertical first and foremost, because we are a down the field passing team. And then secondly, guys that present big targets, especially guys that will go over the middle. You know, with the exception of Steve, there aren't too many receivers that are vertically challenged. That have the ability to make plays, and Steve's one of them. Steve's one of the true exceptions in this league. But again, Kealoha has done a really nice job for us. So what we're looking for, though, is guys that will really basically make plays.
That would put a premium in speed then too, right?
Most certainly, because you know one of the things that you probably heard it is our as Fred and Ricky constantly harp on the guys is speed and quickness off the ball, because it's important that they get downfield in a hurry and then get into their routes, because. That's important. I mean, we have a quarterback that can hold the ball and move around and create time. But for the most part, if we're going to throw these things off of timing, you know, they've got to get off the line. They've got to get vertical quickly and then get into their routes.
You know, Coach, last year Bell comes into camp and he's unheralded, and I don't know how much you knew about him. And now I assume you have him penciled in as a favorite to start. How does a guy do that?
Well, you know, honestly, we knew a lot about him, Tom. And the thing that was really a surprise for us was that he went undrafted. Now we recruited him, did the best we could once the draft ended to sign him, and we got him. I think the work that was done last year by our offensive line coaches, you know, I think Coach Matsko and Coach Brown did a tremendous job in terms of getting to know who he was as a football player. And we knew, you know, of the situation about his unfortunate situation with his family. And we really felt that this was a young man that if we could get him and develop him, he could become a player for us. Well, we had to put him on the field a lot sooner than we wanted to, so what happened last year was invaluable. When you really look at the way he played and break it down, you felt comfortable. And I think the thing about it, too, though, is we also feel very comfortable about the guys that we have in place. You know, we like Gary Williams. We really do. We thought he was, you know, headed last year in the right direction until he hurt his ankle. You know, we like Bruce Campbell. We think he's athletic enough, and he's the kind of guy that can become a premier offensive tackle as long as he continues to develop. So we felt really good about those two guys as well. So, you know, and then Lee Zimba, who's been a steady right tackle, you know, started every game in his college career. So you got a guy that's got that kind of background. So you feel very, very confident in who we have.
You guys did not re-sign Shockey. How big a camp is this for Gary Barnage?
Well, it's very big for all our tight ends. It really is. I think, you know, Gary's got to show us that he has the ability to assume either the role that Greg had last year or the role that Shockey had last year. But he's got to be able to assume one of those. Or, you know, we got to get the same thing from those other guys. I think we have Ben Hartsock, who's a big physical tight end that can block. And, you know, he can fill that part of the role. But, you know, we're looking for another versatile guy. You know, Ben will give us that guy on running situations. He'll give us that guy in passing situations. But you need a guy to come in and pass protect, and you would like to have a guy that's a triple threat, you know, that can run, block, pass protect, or go out in routes and make those plays. And that's kind of what we're hoping from Gary. But as I said, Ben gives us that other guy.
What did Gary show you before he got hurt last summer?
Oh, he showed you he can run the routes, he can catch the ball and make things happen down the field. The one thing we got to make sure, he's got to be able to pass protect. You know, and I think that's what, you know, gives us that extra dimension with the Michael Tolbert. You know, I don't know if you guys had a chance to really watch last night, but you saw some of the good things that he did. As far as going out and catching the ball, you saw some of the things that he could do as far as run blocking and pass protecting. So he kind of, in a way, can fill one of those roles for us as well.
You've seen a lot of young guys come in this league. Anything you've seen so far that sort of separates Kate Klee, whether attitude, personality, or style or anything?
You know, he's got a little bit of all that. I mean, his attitude is tremendous. I mean, he just wants to come out and play football and wants to do things the way we ask him to do it. Secondly, he's a very bright football player. He's smart. He understands the game, and he communicates very well with his teammates. And then third is he's a terrific athlete. I mean, everything we thought he would be, and so far it's been that way. And you know, it'll be fun to watch him once we get into the preseason to see how he handles all that. The other thing that's been really important, too, has been the acceptance of his teammates. I mean, John Beeson has been about as professional about this as you know, because, oh, he's here to take your place. Well, the one thing John did was he embraced, you know, having Luke around, because I think he understands that if Luke plays well, he plays well. If James Anderson plays well, he plays well. If Thomas Davis plays well, he plays well. So that was a huge plus, that, you know, you have guys that feel that way about their teammates.
On the bigger picture, sort of, I mean, you just talk about the impact Cam has had on this franchise in general. I mean, last night you have 13,000 people here. And
well, you know what? He infuses a lot of energy. I think when you look at what happened last year and what we did as a football team, you know, there was a lot of good things that happened, and it did start with him. But it doesn't end with him. I mean, the play of the offensive line was exceptional. Our running backs, you know, as a group plus him, you know, we led the league in average over 5 yards a carry. So that was a huge plus. Then our passing game, you know, what we did with the passing game. And I think it's going to help and spill over to our defense. You know, our defense, the big key for us is just staying healthy. I mean, we got a lot of good things right now that could happen for us defensively. We've had an offseason. We had OTAs and minicamp. You know, our guys made a commitment to working together. And, you know, we had a group of guys. We had 7 guys from last year that were on injured reserve that came out and were part of that 3-day minicamp or pre-camp that we had. So you saw those things that were beginning to happen. So as a team, you know, we're feeding off of each other. You know, as Cam goes, we go. As we go, Cam goes. As Steve Smith continues to have a big career, we'll have big things happen for us offensively. And John Beeson staying healthy, it helps the defense. I mean, it really is about not just the one individual, but the team.